them. Neither of them had been able to secure a venue, since Ashland was a prime destination for summer weddings. After I'd had dozens of conversations with each of them, they had both come to the same conclusion. The wedding would have to wait. Only it wouldn't. We were one step ahead of them. Wedding plans had been going on underground for the past month, and the entire town was in on the secret. We had created an elaborate decoy party, the grand reopening of Uva, a gorgeous hillside vineyard that I was now a one-third owner in. We had sent invitations for a reopening bash, asking guests to come in Elizabethan attire for a celebratory Midsummer's Eve dinner under the stars. At last count, we had over 250 RSVPs, and, fingers crossed, hopefully Mom and the professor were none the wiser. Keeping the real reason for the festivities a secret from Ashlyn's lead detective and my very astute mom was going to be no small feat. After tossing around several white lies, we decided our best bet was to host a party. That way we wouldn't have to try to hide vats of artichoke dip and hundreds of peach cobbler cupcakes. I had roped my friend Thomas in to help keep the professor occupied. Thomas was Ashlyn's deputy and the professor's right-hand man. As of late, the professor had talked openly about retiring, or at least scaling back, after the wedding. Thomas used the opportunity to distract the professor by pummeling him with questions about police procedures. Throwing Mom off the scent wasn't as easy. Her sharp walnut eyes seemed to pierce through me when she would ask if I was going overboard on the food for the launch party. I had fumbled through a lie, claiming that the frenzy of preparation around Tort was also due to trying to stockpile product for any temporary closures we might incur during our basement renovation. I'm not sure she bought my story, but she was distracted with trying to find a venue for the wedding and didn't press further. If we could make it through the next few days without spilling the beans, we should be in the clear. The wedding was on Saturday night, less than a week away. Time to get baking, Jules, I thought, as I unwrapped sheets of phyllo dough and glanced at Tort's steamy kitchen windows. The sun had yet to fully rise. It cast a purplish glow on the plaza. There was something calming and almost magical about baking in the quiet pre-dawn hours. I loved the idea that while I was kneading bread dough, my friends and neighbors were fast asleep. It was as if mornings were exclusively mine. Not many people ever witnessed the sun's slow ascent, the way the sky shifted from deep purple to pink, and how light drifted across the treetops. Every sunrise was slightly different. Some days, the bricks on the plaza across the street glowed a burning orange, like the sun was begging villagers out of their beds, while other days it lagged behind wispy clouds, encouraging a lazy lie-in. Sunrises were like pastry. No two scones or turnovers ever came out exactly the same. Sure, the average connoisseur might not notice the nuance of a slightly thinner crust or browning of crystallized sugar, but each sweet and savory treat that I pulled from our ovens had its own unique signature. I patted the cool dough and stole another look outside. Antique street lamps cast soft halos on the sidewalk. A maroon banner with Shakespeare's bust flapped in a hint of wind. The new season of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival had kicked off last month, bringing tourists and theater lovers to our small southern Oregon town. From now through the end of summer, the bake shop would see a steady stream of customers. This was our busy season, so of course we were adding in a wedding, launching a new winery, and finishing our basement expansion. No one ever claimed that I strayed away from a challenge. I just hoped that I wasn't in over my head. Dusting my hands with flour, I set to work placing thin layers of the phyllo dough on the kitchen island. Then I brushed them with melted butter. I planned to create a stacked strawberry pastry with honey, a touch of salt, and toasted almonds. If it went according to my vision, we would feature it as our breakfast special for the morning rush, and potentially add it to the ever-growing list of desserts for the wedding. Once I had brushed the sheets of dough with butter, I layered fresh sliced strawberries, drizzled them